Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey there, Star Wars fans. Welcome back to another episode. Now, first, let me start off by saying I'm sorry for my absence in, you know, the podcasting world for a little bit. I blew out my back, I guess is the easiest way to describe it. It was around Super Bowl Sunday. I bent down, felt a pop in my back, and the next thing you know, I was on bed rest for about, a month, or, you know, we're at 5 weeks going on now, or however long it's been, but excruciating, painful experience. I hope that nobody ever has to experience that, because let me tell you, it absolutely sucks. But I'm slightly better now, and I'm actually able to even sort of, right now I'm actually kneeling at my desk, and I can sit a little bit, but there for a while, I couldn't even sit down. So it totally sucked, but glad to be diving back in here and talking a little bit about Mandalorian. Bad Batch has been going on too, so this is going to be kind of a recap and then mostly focusing on Mandalorian Season 3 and Episode 3, where we're at right now. So for the most part, where we're at with Mandalorian so far in these past three episodes, and again, I'm just going to focus mostly on Episode 3 since that's the one that just came out, but I didn't get a chance, unfortunately, to talk about the previous two, so I wanted to talk just briefly about those. But so far, I'm really enjoying this season. I'm really liking this sort of new direction we're going, right? With Mandalore, seems like Bo-Katan is going to be a much bigger part of this season, and the Covenant, and, you know, of Mandalorians, and sort of this whole Mandalore arc that we're going on. I mean, in episode 2, we got to go to Mandalore. Haven't been there, you know, in the timeline-wise in a long time, right? And we get to see the destruction that took place there, and we got to see a Mythosaur. It was very, very cool. You know, this episode 3, however, kind of switches things around, right? And we get a Dr. Pershing subplot to see what's going on. We get to see the failures of the New Republic. I know some people were making jokes on Twitter of calling it Mando, you know, like Andor, right? Mandalorian, I guess, if you want to describe it like that, because it did have a very sort of Andor feel to it, aesthetic to it. But my God, what a dark tone they went down. I was not expecting that whatsoever. As soon as we saw Ellia is what it looks like, and, you know, she was on Moff Gideon's ship. You know, we saw her working directly with Moff Gideon and the Empire. Now it seems they're in the New Republic. They're working for the New Republic, and they have been put through this sort of rehabilitation program, which kind of seems an awful lot like what the Empire was doing, right? And sort of rehabilitating people to believe that the Republic and the Jedi were bad, but now it's just sort of the opposite, but they feel a little more incompetent. You know, my biggest takeaway from this most recent episode was that it seems like no form of government, maybe other than the Mandalorians, you know, you look at like Satine and her ruling style, have ever really been that good. You know, I mean, it's honestly like the Hutts, and I mean, by far, Boba Fett is probably the best leader in Star Wars, if you want to look at it. I mean, at least he's standing up there fighting for his people and, you know, like accomplishing things, trying to make Tatooine better. It's honestly like crazy just to see how terrible the New Republic is. And I mean, regardless of her motives there at the very end of the episode, you know, tranking up that dial when everyone walked out to erase memories of Dr. Pershing, the fact that they were going to do it in the first place is pretty ridiculous. You know, this is where you need to go look at some of those books like Aftermath and Bloodlines. And a lot of the failures here, in a way, tie into why the First Order is created. This is kind of a little bit in this episode, the first sort of kind of inkling or teasing or just showing, you know, this is really the first episode I felt like in a while is going to be that sort of nudge to see where it is that the First Order begins to kind of come from, right? Because so far, when we've seen the Empire in Mandalorian, they've just been evil. Now we get to see, oh no, the New Republic actually kind of sucks. We need order. We need someone to lead. That's what the people we've seen in the Empire have been saying, and it's come across as evil. But here we're getting it as, you know, Dr. Pershing saying, hey, I feel like I could actually use this cloning technology actually for the good of the New Republic. I feel like, you know, we could use it for medical purposes to save people who are dying from, you know, cancer or, you know, need like a liver transplant or any of those things. And they're saying no. And they're even destroying old Empire technology just because it's imperial technology, even though it could be used actually for the benefit of the New Republic. I thought this was actually kind of a good episode. It was definitely a bit slower, and I don't know that I would have done this like huge Dr. Pershing angle like right here. I maybe would have spread that out over two episodes, because then again, we cut back to Mando at the end of the episode. So it's, you know, this kind of back and forth thing. It's kind of like, you know, what they did with some of the pacing that was in the Book of Boba Fett that felt to me at least kind of weird there towards the end. I don't know. It's just a director storytelling decision, but I feel like it would have been better spread out over two episodes rather than this sort of like cut here. Then you get this huge block of really new characters. I mean, we've seen Dr. Pershing, but we haven't seen him in that light to carry an episode. I mean, he did a great job, but just momentum wise, it feels kind of weird. And then cut back to Mando. So overall, I did like the episode. I think the season is doing very well, and I'm really excited to see how it's going to continue in the future. I've been seeing some eights, I've been seeing some fours, really kind of mixed opinions about this episode online. I liked it, but I do see, you know, the criticisms and the failures of it. So with that, as always, guys, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Be sure to shoot me an email at hyperspacehangout@gmail.com. I'd love to get your guys' thoughts about it, and I can comment that on that in the next episode, and I can get your guys' thoughts and transmissions and theories and all of that stuff back on the podcast. So as always, guys, sorry for the delay. Thank you as always for listening. And remember that traveling through hyperspace ain't like dusting crops.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Say big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big.